Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9. The winter can get you down when you don't get out. The winter can get you down a little bit when you do get out. It's been beautiful weather this last week, but today is Saturday and you might be wondering what you should do. Later today, the Van Riper State Park has a lantern-lit snowshoe trail. I don't know what that means, so I have on the phone Melanie Brand. Hello, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Can you talk a bit about what this lantern-lit snowshoe trail is and how it would relate to families finding something to do tonight?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful night. We have a lantern-lit snowshoe trail, and it's lit for just about a mile and a quarter, and it's very family-friendly. We started our rustic Pashiki cabin, which is just about 7/10 of a mile west of our main campground. And it's a nice little loop, and we have right around 100 lanterns out and lit for everyone's enjoyment. Have some snacks, coffee, and cocoa. It's a lot of fun.
What is a Pashiki cabin?
Well, the Pashiki River actually runs through part of our property, and our rustic cabin is on the Pashiki River. So that's our rustic Pashiki cabin.
That's too easy.
It is. And we have a nice fire going in there for people to warm up at, usually once they've done the trail. The cabin's a little warm, even a little warm for after the trail.
Now, I know you guys have done this in previous years. This is kind of a success for you. Can you talk a bit about how people have taken to it?
Well, our first year we had right around, 50 people. We do it one in January, one in February, one in March. So first year, right around 50 people, and then the word spread like wildfire. And the second year, we had over 200 people at one, which was fantastic. Unfortunately, we don't have parking for quite that many people, so that was a bit of an issue. And, you know, now we average anywhere from 75 to 200 people, depending on the event and whether other events are happening in the community. So if you are coming, we always recommend you carpool. So we have parking for about 50 cars at that location. So it's a lot of fun. Sometimes people come a little early, which is fine, too. So you might see us out on the trail lighting the lanterns, but just a great family-friendly event for everyone.
Did you expand it to not just be one time, but January, February, and March because you had such a positive response?
Actually, we've always had all three. I just think, like I said, with other events happening in the community, different weekends, some are busier than others.
Now, there's a cold front coming through, so it should make it pretty good. Is the melting or the higher temperatures that have been affecting, like, right down by the lake at Lake Superior, have had the same impact up there? Or is it going to be pretty good snowshoe weather?
It's going to be some good weather. Been out on the trail the last couple of days prepping, and I actually walked in boots after that warm spell. So, you know, I wasn't sinking through or anything. We still recommend snowshoes, but no, the trail is in great condition.
People do need, if they're going to bring their car, they're going to need one of those recreation passports. Now,
yeah.
How can they go about getting it, and can they get it on site?
Yes, they can get one on site. If you did not purchase when you renewed your license plate tabs, you can purchase on site. Michigan resident, it's $16 annual if you're purchasing on site. And if you're a non-resident, it's $32 for an annual or a $9 daily pass.
Well, it sounds much better to buy an annual. This is just one of those things that you come, enjoy the event, and leave.
You just come, enjoy the event, and leave. Our Pashiki cabin's the only one that we have available for rent in the winter, so it's kind of the hub for the snowshoe. So it's not possible during our snowshoe event, but all the rest of the year, it absolutely is available to rent. So a lot of people go, I didn't even know this cabin was over here, because it's kind of on the other side of the road from the park. So it's kind of nice to give people another aspect of the park other than just the campground.
Excellent news. And I guess the next question I'll ask is, people might, you know, next time it's going to be in March. Do you happen to have the date that it'll be in March?
Yes, I absolutely do. The one in March is actually going to be on a Friday night from 7 to 9. It'll be on Friday, March 16th.
Friday, March 16th. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. And then we do have snowshoes. If people need to borrow snowshoes, we have a handful on hand for people to borrow at no charge. So,
are there any other events happening up there? I know it slows down quite a bit in the winter, but are there any other events, or the snowshoe event pretty much it for the next 2-3 months?
The snowshoe events are pretty much it for the winter out here at Van Riper, yeah.
The place is awesome during the summer and the spring and the fall. It's just, it's a beautiful place. It's just beautiful to get there. I've been there and I thought, this is one of those most lovely kind of campsites you can find. There's a lot of campsites. There are a lot of lovely ones in Michigan, but I particularly like Van Riper. Probably why I've called you guys and done interviews with the most, probably of all of them. So
I've heard a lot of times that sunset over Lake Michigami is better than anywhere else, and I can't really argue with that.
I think Michigami is a beautiful place myself. I bought a property there, so I put my money where my mouth was. I really want to thank you, Melanie Brand, for coming on. Sure. The Van Riper State Park, happening this evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a lantern-lit snowshoe trail. There's coffee, cocoa, light snacks. You can get together. It's a social event, but it's a family event. It's a family-friendly event. Am I right about that, family-friendly?
Of course, yeah.
And if you really want to know a little bit more about it, you can go to facebook.com/Van Riper SP, stands for State Park. I think we've covered it all. Thank you so much again, Melanie.
Sure.
This is the 8th Day on Sunny 101.9. We'll be right back.